Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Want an update?
Well, first I got to get to Cat Talk. You can't leap in front of me with that.
Okay.
Cat Talk is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up.
Ooh.
Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. That's a go-to. That cherry apple. That's a go-to.
Haven't had in a while. Haven't had. Oh.
Yeah. Tart. Get your little. Mm.
That's my third one today.
No.
What?
Third? What? That's not true.
No, it is true.
That's not healthy.
No.
Well, I had a late night last night. I was boots on the ground. And,
oh, true.
I mean, it's taking forever.
I hope you have food in your system.
Why?
Oh, that gets me going on an empty stomach.
Exactly. Yeah, that gets me going.
Gets me going in more ways than one.
Just the Cats, they're taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. And you can hear that game right here, 560 WQAM, 7 o'clock puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena. Sergei Bobrovsky, according to Paul Maurice. Jameson Olive from Panthers.com says, Bobrovsky in net, in parentheses, for real, per Paul Maurice.
his mouth tricked his mind?
Yeah. So just keep that in mind. Dade South says, the can says to only drink two a day. Yeah, that's for your usual Celsius drinker, but I'm a Celsius pro, you know.
You've built up a tolerance to it.
Like, I like Celsius. It's a very enjoyable drink, but three sounds like a lot, and it's only 12.
I do one.
Yeah, but again, it was late night last night, JFig, you know.
Did you have coffee too?
Of course.
Exactly. That's why.
It's like asking, did I have air this morning?
You drink it just really? Black?
Oh, yeah, the gruelier the better.
Really?
You know, my wife, she got me these. We have a K-cup machine, right? Because it's like a K-cup / regular coffee maker. And I tried like Cafe Bustelo K-cups, but I don't have the ability like I do at our building to do a 4 ounce. I have to do the standard. That's garbage to me. It's not going to work. So I just said, this is for guests. And I went and got myself the actual ground so I could put that. And I can have my rocket fuel.
I like that.
Because that's how I need it. Like rocket fuel, dude.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. When I first moved down to Miami,
mm-hmm.
and you get the little cafecito and they give you the little cups, I'm like, I ain't sharing this. They go, no, And then I realized that
Dade South says that Tobin is a caffeine. In fairness, though, never done cocaine, so
it's pretty close to it.
Well, I'll never know.
Three
That's
Celsius,
what they say.
An entire thing of human coffee. That is scary, dude. It would take like three tranquilizer shots to bring you down right now.
Nibba says those Bustelo K cups too watered down. Exactly, dude.
They are very watered down. And
I do this thing at the office, which is very obnoxious.
You got me doing it too.
Yeah, so we do this. We have our machine at the office, the K cup machine. You could do a 4 ounce cup, an 8 ounce cup, even a 12 ounce cup. But what I do is instead of just an 8 ounce cup,
you can do six. Also,
bad for the environment too. But they're bought, so damage is done. I use 2 K cups at 4 ounces. Ergo, I have my 8 ounces, but it's good. But yeah. I can't do that with my one at home, so I need to do it au naturel.
And I just follow the leader, and I do it too.
That's why I also had those little packets that I would throw in. Yeah.
Well, let's get to our headlines.
But then it's like dirt on the bottom of my coffee.
Well, heat it up.
Yeah. Why buy the truck at a car store? I don't think I said that right. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto. I don't think my tongue is catching up with my mouth. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know. So you
Marlins won last night.
Sounds a lot like Paul Maurice.
Woo!
2011.
Jake Berger.
Let's go.
Guess what? And guess what?
Birthday blast.
No whopper.
Yeah, but beat those Yankees.
Yep. Beat the Yankees. Now, it got dicey there at the end. Yeah. Bases loaded. Aaron Judge up. I was like, it can't go. It can't go down like this. It can't. And it did, thankfully. But I was very scared. Stanton also hit his first career home run against the Marlins. He's now homered against every team in the league.
Really? I'm surprised he played enough games.
Well, it's all, what are we, only a dozen in? You never know. You never know. Meanwhile, Leroy, can we head on over to Augusta and get a golf update from the Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. Well, here's how it goes. There's only a handful of people teed off. I want to say there are – oh, no, we got a good – we got about 15 guys that have teed off so far. Bryson DeChambeau has birdied the first three holes.
Wow. All right.
Van Rooyen is at 2 under. Danny Willett just bogeyed 4. He was at 2 under. Now he's 1 under. And there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys at 1 under.
All right.
Including 2 rookies.
Tiger Woods tees off today at 3:54 p.m.
He ain't going to get done. 3:54, 8, no. He's going to probably get to probably 14 or 15. If he can get through 15, that'll be fine.
He's got to hum it along, man. Crazy.
He ain't humming. You just don't worry about humming. He is not humming. But I have been watching it live, so I am great.
Do you have a screen in there?
No, I'm watching on my computer.
Oh, okay.
I'm staring at the same direction.
That is your update brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there.
Wow.
I saw the Edwin Watts Golf Shops
when we were
down by a Doral for the Live Tournament. Live.
Did you guys stick around after the show, or did you guys just go?
A little bit.
I got a couple of hats.
Oh, nice.
You see, wait, by the way, all the Liv guys, except for Brooks Koepka, are wearing their Liv stuff.
I saw that. I did notice that. I was like, hey, isn't
Yes.
I looked at the John Rahm, like, hey, isn't that his team's logo?
Yes. Yes.
Kind of cool. This
did we Liv pick a team officially? Which team can I?
Team we wanted to pick is Brooks's team, but he don't wear it, so we can't wear it. And their merch is
lame as hell.
It's lame because he don't wear it. There's some cool ones. The one that Tobin liked was the goats.
I like range goats, and I like John Rahm's logo. I don't remember what they're called though. Ah. It kind of looks like a dragon.
Yeah.
Oh.
The range goats. But here's the deal. They could do so much with merch as far as how they put it together. But the Range Goats, even though it looked cool, you can't match it with nothing.
Range Goats is Bubba's team.
Yeah. So the Range Goats was cool. There's a lot of like cool ones. The dumbest one was the Upside Down team.
All right. We'll take a break. Get back into your Miami Heat. 15 minutes of heat is next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
15 minutes.
Ah, 15 minutes of heat here for you. 560 WQAM. Miami Heat lose last night. What is that? A Go Blue wallet?
No.
Golf cover?
Cover for my putter.
Oh, all right. Oh, it's got like, was it the snap in? Is that what that does?
Is that what we were looking at the I Live Golf?
Something similar to that, yeah.
Because I was confused for a second.
You didn't know what it was?
I asked Tobin.
Oh,
he didn't know it.
Well, like as a pure golfsman, I don't cover my putter.
Yeah.
I'll show you. I'll go grab a putter and show you how it works.
So you have your putter just hanging out all in the wind, Tobin?
Yeah, you got to. You like? I like my putter to feel the environment.
Nice.
No, but it gets the face gets chipped, and then your ball doesn't react the way it's supposed to.
It doesn't matter. A true golfsman, you know, knows the feel of
its putter.
The
fact that you call yourself a golfsman.
Miami Heat. Yeah, what do you want? I mean, they lost to the Dallas Mavericks yesterday. Luka.
We officially give up? Are we officially like, all right, we're going to be in the play-in? Have we officially just...
Yes!
They're very likely going to be the play-in.
You're making the assumption they're going to win the next two games. I'm not.
I'm not making an assumption, but he wants to know, are we officially in the play-in? And the answer is no, they're not officially in the play-in. So if they win their next two, which is against a tanking Toronto Raptors team.
Correct.
And then the Magic lose their next two. Now, they lost last night. Great job, Heat. Way to take advantage. If they Magic lose to the Sixers and to the Bucks to finish the season, and the Sixers have to lose their last game to the Nets, then the Miami Heat would be the sixth seed via tiebreak. I believe, reading this lesson, I think it's if the Heat win their next two and the Magic lose their next two, it's still playing. The Heat would host the Magic in the play-in. So that's our...
And the Heat would host the Magic, and Philly would be number six.
And Philly would be six, yes. And Philly would be six.
So that means you can go Bucks with a hurt Giannis, or you can play Boston.
The Knicks. Right. If you're seven,
you would end up playing the Bucks.
Yeah, the play-in is not that bad if you figure you're taking on a banged up Bucks team. If you win the first play-in game. But if you do what the Heat did last year in the play-in, which was lose the first game and getting Clint Capella'd, and then they had to go win against the Bulls, and it took a furious run with 3 minutes left, buoyed by Max Strus's shooting, that ended you up with the one seed against the Bucks. So that's what we're facing right now, Marcos.
Well, okay. Then uphill battle. Oh, the same
okay. The reason why I hate the play-in and love the play-in, right, is that in a one-game sample, somebody could get hot and send your butt home.
Yeah.
It's a terrible spot to be in for a play-in when you're used to playing series once you get there.
And the first matchup, the 7-8, is going to be a formidable opponent. Like, it's right. you're going to be taking on a Sixers or a Magic. It's not like you get – even last year, the thing that was embarrassing about it is you had your first game. You're like, yeah, but it's the Hawks. The Heat should get this.
You say that all the time.
Everybody did, dude. Everybody did. Don't act like you thought Clint Capella was going to turn into Kareem / Wilt against us.
But here's what I do know about sports. In a one-game sample, playing against other pros, somebody could get hot. Somebody could do something. The fact that you leave yourself vulnerable to that is your own damn fault. That's the thing that terrifies me about the play-in.
Yeah, but my point being is, like, it's not going to be like last year's play-in. You're going to take on a decent team in this first
game,
regardless. Yeah. Then what you're saying you got to worry about in the consolation prize game, which then you have to go take on the Boston Celtics, who, you know, are lapping everybody.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. The Heat are going to host the play-in game for the seventh seed. We're going to sit here and make assumptions and say, oh, we'd much rather have play a banged up Bucks team. We're going to play it out in our heads. And then, as the Heat have done in recent history, they're going to go out and lose by 30. Correct.
I can't rule it out.
Stop me if I'm wrong.
I can't rule it out. Can't rule it out.
So we put all this in front. We put all the scenarios in front. Okay. But the thing about scenarios is what could happen. But the reality of who the Heat are, right, is a whole different story. So
that's a.
I can't. It's so this year has been so frustrating. They could go score 140 and then score 80.
I got to tell everybody, though, like, this is the one thing. There are differences between this year's Heat team and last year's Heat team.
Yeah.
But last year's Heat team was just as frustrating. It really was. I know this? People don't. Yeah, it was. Leroy, do you remember walking in to the game against the Bulls, how down everybody was? I do. I remember walking into that building and feeling like a funeral, not an opportunity. Everybody was ready to pack it up. I remember what it was like. I know it's frustrating because the thing that annoys you is everybody is sitting here. We've done this now for 2 years. It's like you go through this struggle. This year's been, I think, more frustrating because they've been much more banged up this season. 37 starting lineups? Ridiculous. So here's,
you know, what it sounds like.
Yep. What?
Reality is kicking your ass right now.
I'm down. I'm not out.
Because for the last month, Marcos, you just don't have the guts. That's what you say to me.
It's not
no,
true.
You say
it's
to me. I'm saying that's what you would say to me. You don't have the guts. You I don't mean, have the
how
guts.
Can I have how
you
can
know
I,
what? I regardless of what happened, he lose by 30. I'm still going out. Heat five.
I'll be like, listen, when that time comes for that, the time comes for that. But you gotta be a big boy and you gotta talk about what happened last night. And last night what happened was Jimmy Butler had more assists to fans than he did to teammates last night.
Well, no. It can't be called an assist. Because if they would have made the bucket, they would have been in the game. You got to make the bucket to get the assist.
Jimmy's like, you know what? I'm going to make a kid's day today. You touch a basketball. Here's Spo on
it's
Jimmy.
Been the last couple of games, he's been throwing it all over the place, right? It Here's, hasn't been just this game. They turned the ball over a lot the game before.
Here's Spo on that one at the end of terrible. Although that one might have been on Tyler. I don't really know. Either way, here's Spo.
No. You mean the pass way whoop to nobody?
Yeah. Here's a Spo on Jimmy Butler taking 8 shots yesterday.
He reads the game better than Jimmy and he knows what the team needs. But 8 shots tonight, would you ideally like more than that? What led to that low number of attempts?
Yeah, again, now Barry, you know, some of this was, you know, what we left on, you know, out there last night. I wasn't expecting this to be a 140-point game from us. It was going to have to be in the mud.
When do you?
You know, somehow, you know, keep this thing, you know, back and forth, you know, through 3.5 quarters, and then our guys will find a way to will it, you know. But they jumped out in such an early lead in that first half. You know, the rest of the game we just spent fighting back, you know, to get it closer, and we got it to 8, and then all of a sudden, boom, it was 13 before we could blink. We all are understand how important it is to get Jimmy going. Our team understands it. Jimmy understands it. The head coach understands it. You know, some nights like this, you're just going to have to figure out a way, you know, to get it done, and he'll muster up what he needs to do down the stretch, but we can never get it to that point.
Yeah, well,
hey,
courtesy.
So wait a minute. Here's what I picture Jimmy doing. Okay. The game is 95-90, middle of the fourth quarter, and he summons up WWE.
I mean, we've seen that. To be fair, we have seen Jimmy Butler have games where it looks like he's sleepwalking.
Okay, guess what?
What?
So is D-Wade. But there comes a point where the fact that we're even sitting here saying that Jimmy is going to save us is a problem. It's a problem.
I mean, you said that last year. We had those arguments. You walked off the show.
Last year is not this year. Jimmy has never looked like that.
He has, but I mean, it's been more this year. I will agree. It's been more this year. It's been from him declaring it's that time. It hasn't been that time.
I love the way you put this on Jimmy. You fraud.
What do you mean? How am I a fraud? He said it's that time. I thought.
How many shows have you started in 2024 with Jim VP?
The ones that did, not as many as last year, but
no. We fought all of January over this.
We've been fighting his entire Heat tenure over this. I believe in Jim VP. Just a little worried about him.
When? Okay, is it time yet?
I'll tell you what, it wasn't time for him to talk to the media afterwards because he's like, he goes, they're like, Jimmy's going to pass tonight. I'm like, what? Pass? You can do that? And then the funny thing was you go into the locker room and man, ghost town yesterday. I mean, ghost town. These guys were taking their time. And the funny part was Leroy. So Jimmy's just gone. He's not in the locker room, but his cell phone is playing sad country music the entire time. And if you want a loss to feel bad, just have some sad country music on the side. Because I hear there's this guy, Bailey Zimmerman, who his whole thing is just sad heartbreak. Like, that's all his songs. And you just, in this silence, and all of the media just staring at each other because there's no players in there.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I just hear, and this guy just goes, you don't want that smoke. I'm just like, what an appropriate song for right now. Because wow. They didn't want that Luca smoke yesterday, dude.
Listen, here. I'm not saying you can't like the team. I'm not saying, hell, we are all fans of the team. Right? I love the Heat. They're a class act. Every single person in that building is class. The whole organization.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But if you look around the NBA, everybody competing for a championship have two dudes that you can count on 50 or 60 points. Every night, right? And the Heat have done it a different way.
I understand what you're saying. And if you don't have two dudes, you have a guy who can regularly give you 40. The thing that is a conundrum about him, though, and Leroy, this is the thing that makes him the guy who says on his commercials when it comes to playoffs, I go nuclear. He's never had a regular season 40-point game with the Heat.
Right.
He's had 13 of them in the 13 of them in the playoffs.
Okay.
His scoring titles in regular season, top 15 with the Heat, three of his all-time best performances in the regular season. 13 out of his top 15 in the postseason. You cannot deny.
I'm not.
Whatever it is, here. Whatever mojo, you can't deny it. We can quibble with it. He is a different player in the playoffs.
Watching this team, right? Knowing the situation and the opportunity they had, okay? We just supposed to sit back and say it's coming? Because guess what? The last 2 weeks was as good enough a time as any to put you in the best possible situation to win a championship.
But so was last year. They were in the exact same spot. Leroy. Leroy,
can I ask you a question? How long do we do this?
Last year it took literally until the last game.
Last quarter.
I know it's frustrating. The last minutes of the last game. True. That's what it took. So it's unbelievably frustrating.
Based on the Jimmy you saw last night, you're telling me it's coming.
But I've seen that Jimmy last year too.
That's not based on what you just saw. You're telling me it's still coming.
If you told me I had to go bet the mortgage on it, not feeling great. No, I got to tell D. Hey, I got to do it.
Do you understand? Like, here's the funny thing about this guy. He wants to admit something, but he has to put a caveat in it so it doesn't sound as bad. Like,
no, that's
not
true.
Do you think it's coming? Well, if I had to bet the mortgage.
I have to bet the mortgage on it, I got to explain to Mrs. Tobin.
No. Leave her out of it. Leave D out of it. D ain't got nothing to do with this.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not going to do a secret. That's a big secret.
This is all on you, Leroy. You ain't got to bet the mortgage. You ain't got to bet nothing. You're telling me, okay, that a Jimmy that I have not seen since last year is going to show up and didn't show up when they probably could have needed him in the last couple of weeks.
It's that time, bud. Once it gets to that time.
January!
No, January's not that time. January's never been that time.
You said it was that time.
he said it was that time. He was a little off.
So did he see a shadow? Did he not see a shadow?
This is why.
A couple days off. That's all. Need a little breather.
You and your followers. JimVP will be right on time. Leroy just got to the station too early. Pass that on to JFig.
Whoa. Minus one for Sass.
I'm just saying. Pass that
minus
to
one for Sass. He never comes
early. All I need... Here's what I need.
A little. I was a little off by 3 months because everybody was saying to me, including you, you kept interrupting. No. They're right. You know what time? They're right.
Why do you want to
no. Like, no,
why do you like
you ain't got the guts. You ain't got the guts.
You don't have the guts. I mean, no. I just want to be clear. You don't have the guts.
Oh, no, because I keep it real.
Yes.
Because I keep it real.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah.
I'm feeling a little bit queasy right now. I'm still going to Jimmy's Hibachi, and I'm still going to eat my face off. Like, we're going to go. It's going to happen.
Can I just tell you something? I have a feeling if you sit down at Jimmy's Hibachi, right, it's going to be all the shells from the last party that was held
there.
That's not true.
There's going to be a fresh volcano, onion volcano. And look, you're not going to badger me into quitting. Like, the more you push,
No.
In fact, give me the Celtics. I'll take the Celtics right off the bat. In fact, you know what we should do? We should rest the weekend, and we should tank the 7 game, and we should just go to whoever we have to give us, Bucks, Hawks, whoever it is, just to set us up for the 1-8, because we'll take the same 5 as last year. We'll do the Eastern Conference Finals in the first round once again.
Yeah. That worked. How many times has that happened? In the history of the NBA.
1-8.
Where 8 made it to the finals.
Twice.
Okay. There you go. That's what your hopes and dreams are. Your hopes and dreams and your beliefs is that something that in the history of the NBA has happened twice is going to happen again.
We did it.
I don't give a rat's ass who did it. It's only happened twice.
But just because you don't have the guts.
That's it. You're right. I don't have the guts.
But that's okay. I'll be here. That's fine. But don't. I want to.
There you go, Steve. Get him stunned, Steve. There you go. Read that one.
He says, you show up to Jimmy's Hibachi, he might not show up. DNP, rest. You're an ingrate.
Minus one for Sass.
You're not going to sit here. No. You're not going to sit here, and you're not going to badger me into bailing on the Heat.
I'm not right? badgering. No.
I know exactly what you want.
I just want, listen, you can be a fan. Okay? You can be a fan. That means no matter what, you ride or die with your team. I don't have a problem with that. Okay? But you let your fandom sometimes get in the way of the reality of what's going on here.
I feel like I'm on repeat of last year's shows.
Last year. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a look at those. It does seem eerily similar because it seemed like Tobin was doing the fanboy thing, and then we ended up in the finals. So, Leroy, based off of those
history of the NBA.
Do you remember how mad I got at how they lost to the Hornets multiple times last year?
Yeah.
And I blew a gasket because Spo wouldn't yell at his team. Okay. It's fine. We're going to be fine. It's very ugly right now. And I really wanted to say bad things after yesterday's game. If it happens, that time will come. I'm not doing it now. I'm not going to do it now. I'm not going to leave the poker table when we haven't even dealt the hands. No way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please don't tell my wife I bet the mortgage on Jimmy Butler.
Like, you got more of a chance of coming home with a basketball than a win.
Wow. What if I told my wife, hey, you know the guy here on the horse? He's the guy
the mortgage on to win the championship. Oh my goodness.
Jimmy Butler saw it.
I appreciate your blind fandom.
Jimmy Butler saw Joker last year play with the horses after winning the championship, and he said, I got an idea. What if I play with horses before the playoffs?
I'm just waiting. Here's what I'm waiting for. We're going to reach into our little hat. Oh, you don't have a hat anymore because you burned it. I have a hat.
I have a hat somewhere here.
Come on. I have a hat. And we're going to reach into the hat, and I'm going to cut up a bunch of excuses. And we're just going to pull one out of the hat, and you can use that.
Like, you just mentioned the hat, and now he disappeared.
It better not be a top hat.
A closed fit.
I found it.
No way.
I found it.
Is it burnt up? Turn your screen.
Oh, okay, dude.
Luca!
Is that wrong the
Luca way?
Wait, did he just call it a beluga whale?
Oh, beluga whale! Ahoy there, Pat! Did you see that Slovenian's turnaround fadeaway? We gotta take him from Mark Cuban.
Who doesn't even own the Dallas Mavericks anymore?
Hey.
Leroy, did you ever go into a football game thinking y'all wouldn't win? No, as a player, absolutely not. I'm not a player, though. Holy smokes.
Let go of the whale.
Can I just tell you something? You better go J-Fig.
Yes.
You need to do one of those, what do y'all call it, a Santeria or something like that?
Seance.
Something. Mm-hmm. Whatever. If I was at home, I'd bring you a chicken foot and a doll so you can.
I love how you directly point at me with this.
Oh, what you dude? Knew.
Because it's Latino. It's Latino. Are you not Latino?
You knew.
If you ask me about voodoo, I could tell you about that.
I thought you were just going to go with goth.
I understand exactly goth, what you mean.
Yeah, okay, what is it called?
No, I know what you mean. I get it.
That's what you need. Take your boy Tobes. Y'all go down to one of them duplexes that do boobs and butts on the other side.
Yes, and then
go to the one next door, and they're going to do a seance.
By the way, speaking of, I'm glad you mentioned butts.
What?
Have you noticed during commercials for Heat games, I don't know if this is just on the Bally app, have you noticed that they're advertising something called the British Basketball League, a.k.a. the BBL?
BBL, yeah.
Okay. Do they not have those in England?
By the way, Issa Kalfon is, believe it or not, a gymnast from England.
Oh, okay. But no, don't ignore what I asked. Does England not realize their league is called the BBL?
They're just like totally fine with it.
It was founded before. It's got to be on purpose.
You think?
No, it was founded before the BBL, the one that we're familiar with. It was founded in 1986.
It was?
It was indeed. Yep.
What year did BBL start being a thing?
I think they got to fix that, dude.
They definitely have to fix that now.
No, it's not BBL.
It's BBL.
It's BBW.
Dude.
Whoa, okay. Huh? Hold on.
That's different.
Different thing.
Oh, is it?
Different thing. They're both a thing. Yeah, I think we got to go to break, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't know it was BBL.
Yes, it's take both.
Oh, okay. All right.
Gonna be a great home for Kyle.
I'm out of that game, so it don't matter anyway.
You say Kyle Lowry retires.
The BBL would like to announce on a 1-year deal,
Kyle Lowry. BBL's gonna be Kyle Lowry's title sponsor.
I'll say there, Chester. Look at that room. Perfect fit for the BBL.
Hey,
no, now it's time for break. For
this is how your radio show goes when your team is playing in the play-in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.